So me, Fons, Falante, KG took us to Arista. And so we had to sing in front of Clive Davis. And we both sung separately. And then Clive said, "Why don't you guys sing something together?" And we sung together, and that's how we became Coffee Brown. People would say, "Why are you not singing?" It would be so much of, "Why are you not singing?" At when we first stopped, I wouldn't even go outside, because when we went outside, because at that point we were really, everybody knew Coffee Brown, and so I didn't even want to be seen. I just wanted to go somewhere and just hide.
Anything we do in moving forward, we're putting our best foot forward. And as you mentioned before, this is a part two, a second chance of breathing new life into Coffee Brown. So it all feels new. I'm excited. Like it all just feels like we can start this train over again and like really make this happen our way. So that's exactly what we've been focusing on.
Hey guys, I want to welcome you to another edition of Halftime Chat and special guest today, the R&B group duo, Coffee Brown. They've been gone for almost 20 years, well, more than 20 years since they dropped their debut album, but they've just come back, reunited. I think they're coming out with new music, and it's going to be great talking to V and Fonz about their journey. As we do on Halftime Chat. So can't wait to talk to them and do a Halftime Chat. Okay.
You can.
Now, well, I appreciate you guys joining in. I interviewed KG probably a year ago and really went through his sort of life story. So it's really good to be able to interview you guys. I'm sure even though I'm based in the UK, we do have an audience around the world who tune in to listen to our favorite artists and just understand their backstory before we look forward to what's coming next. So I know if we look at your stage names, one would be called V, one's called Fonz, but really, what names do you guys go to so at least your audience, your guests, your fans will be able to know what to call you guys?
Well, you can still call me V. That hasn't
Okay.
changed.
Okay.
Yes. But my name is actually not Fonz. My name is Ryan. And I'm actually the replacing member of Fonz,
Okay.
who's the original member of Coffee Brown. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh,
Well,
nice to meet you.
nice to meet you, Ryan. So at least that's good to know. Well, I mean,
Yes.
okay, Ryan, you mentioned that you were born in the Bronx and stuff. You grew
Yeah,
up,
I
yes,
was born and raised in the Bronx. Yeah.
in the Bronx. V, where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in Newark, New Jersey.
Okay. Okay. And I mean, we've had a few people, Gina Thompson, of course, KG and Doc Child from New Jersey, plus the guys from Rift and Blackstreet, most of them all came out from New Jersey. What was it like
Yeah.
growing up in Jersey?
It was great. It was great. I'm still in Jersey. I no longer reside in Newark, but I still reside in New Jersey, the state of New
Okay.
Jersey. Jersey is beautiful. It's
Okay.
beautiful. Yeah, it's a beautiful place.
I guess I'll start with you, Vida, and I'll go to Ryan. What was it like? How did you get into music growing up in Jersey?
So from my mother, actually, my mother was a singer. My mother was a gospel artist. And so that's where it came from, my mother. Yeah, and she
Okay.
taught all of us how to sing, and I just pursued it more than the rest of my siblings, but it came from my mom.
Okay. And
Yes.
I think we've had a mixture of artists, either singing in high school or singing in the church, and sort of honing their skills. For yourself, V, where did you sort of hone your skills to sing?
Both in church, it started in church and then in school.
Okay. And then yourself, Ryan, where did you start when it comes to music and singing?
When it comes to music and singing, I got my start all in school. Ever since I was in elementary school, junior high school, high school. I've just always been in the arts and always been in music. So I wasn't blessed to have a talented family, but I always had a good ear. I wasn't I always had a great ear for music. So I have an uncle who had everyone's album and vinyls, as you can see. So I've always been like a child of music. So yeah.
Oh. And then we go back to you, when did you think, actually, I want to do this as a career? When did that sort of switch?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Can you
Oh,
repeat
when
that?
did you decide that actually, not only am I singing in church and in school, that I actually want to make a career out of this?
Oh, I started, when I started watching like all of the video, Soul Train, MTV, all of that stuff. That's when I said I wanted to be an artist. I wanted to be, an R&B artist. I wanted to sing outside of gospel music. I wanted to sing. Yeah. So then I started, going to doing, open mics, all that kind of stuff so people could hear me, see me. Yeah. But that's when it started. When I started watching TV and seeing everybody, I was like, that's what I want to do. Yeah.
Yeah, same.
I mean, with both of you, I can probably start with you, V, then go back to Ryan. Who were the people that inspired you when you saw on TV? Who were the artists?
Yeah, so I it, this is gonna go back some because my older sister, I had an older sister who loved Chaka Khan,
Okay.
who loved, so in the house we would, she would play Chaka Khan, she would play Phoebe Snow, she would play just all different artists. Gladys Knight, she would play, because she was old, she was 12 years older than me, so she
Wow.
would play, yeah, everything. And then in my house, like I said, it was a musical home, and so on Saturdays, while we're cleaning, my mother would be playing Aretha Franklin and everybody. So that's what, just hearing that and like listening. And then as I got older, it was Whitney Houston for me. It was Mariah Carey for me. Yeah.
And yourself, Ryan, who were your inspirations? And
Across the board, a lot of people that V named, of course, like the greats. Of course, Michael Jackson. I've
yeah.
always been a huge Usher fan. Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Janet, Bobby Brown, just everyone. I've just always been into all different types of music as well, like country and rock and jazz and hip hop. So if it sounds good, I'm there.
So if we go back then, but when it came to the 90s, before, was there a particular artist or group that you thought, I could see myself doing that? Because in the 90s they had a lot of artists who came from the church who were and were singing that type of way.
So for me, it would probably be, to be completely honest with you, in the 90, in the 90s, it would have been Mary J. Blige. That
Okay.
was my girl. Yeah. Because she could sing so soulful. Like it, she couldn't sing like Whitney, but you could feel, well, let me take that back because you could feel Whitney as well. But Mary was a little more, like soulful and like just meant what she said, and you could feel and you
Yeah.
can identify, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. I'd say for me, it was Boyz II Men. I Okay.
think Boyz II Men definitely was like, wow, it's possible. Four black boys from Philadelphia that was very young. Obviously we had other groups like the Temptations and the Jackson Five, but I think it became more believable when I saw Boyz II Men, like, wow, like they actually are from up the street, or like, you know what I'm saying? So yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay.
And
I'm
in
still,
the 90s,
okay,
they
sorry.
have it. Oh, I'm sorry. I
No.
was going to say there was no duo groups in the 90s where there was a male and female. So
Yeah,
the,
nothing.
you can't really compare to that outside of, and they were way for the 90s.
Angela Renee, Renee and Angela.
No.
Ashford and Simpson.
Thank you.
Ashford
Ashton.
and Simpson.
Right.
Yeah. But
Remy
Renee
and Marvin.
and Angela were also, well, did some amazing, Angela Wilmbush and Renee Moore, who Angela, yeah, they both were unorthodox stuff, and then
Yeah,
we, yeah.
they were the separate artists, but they came together a lot.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think in the 80s there was quite a lot of Midnight Star, Atlantic Star having a female singer with male singers and
A
as
bigger
a
group,
package. Yeah,
yeah. Oh,
as a
okay.
bigger group.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we start with Ryan says he was inspired by a group Boyz II Men, but you naming Mary. So I guess I'll start with you, V. Why then did you were you thinking initially to become a solo artist?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. I was working to become a solo artist, and we were taken to Arista.
Who's we?
And we both, okay, that I'm giving you a take. So me, Fonz, Falante, KG took us to Arista. And so we had to sing in front of Clive Davis, and we both sung separately. And then Clive said, "Why don't you guys sing something together?" And we sung together, and that's how we became Coffee Brown.
Oh, so initially, KG signed you guys as two separate solo artists.
We were going to be signed as two separate solo artists. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Because I guess most people would say that is probably the most unorthodox thing to in the 90s. I mean, it was, we had Changing Faces, we had Janae, Monica and Terry. We had a few sort of duels, even the Whitehead Brothers. But male female that really took us. But yourself, Ryan, were you looking to start to join a? Did you start a group or so with anyone to be like a Boyz II Men?
Yes, honestly, I've always been very shy. So being in a group was always like my thing where I just wanted to do backgrounds and dance, But as time went on and obviously, I got my chops up and had that confidence, I just was like, cool, like I can do this on my own. But I do love a group dynamic. I do love the conversations, the connection and rapport. I love to harmonize as well. So I'm not opposed to either one, but I've always been in the hopes and dreams of doing it on my own, but I love being in a group as well. So I guess I'm torn. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, V, going back to the fact that you sing for Clive. I mean, did you know who he was when you auditioned in front of him?
Absolutely, I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now
Yep, I did.
he's a thinking about from a people he's worked from Aretha to Whitney,
Right.
Angie Stone. Because regardless, I mean, what was it like singing auditioning in front of Clive Davis? I mean, did KG say don't mess it up? I mean, what was the whole prep?
So my mom went with me to Arista, and I was in the, because they sent the limousine for us and all of that. So I was in the car like this, I couldn't believe that it was happening. I really couldn't. And so then my mother was like, calm down. She prayed with me, and then when we went in, it was like everybody was like on pins and needles because we could not believe that we were in front of Clive Davis. And I don't think Kay had to tell me don't mess it up, because he knew I wasn't going to mess it up.
Okay.
He knew from working with me how hungry I was for it. So for sure, I don't believe he said, he probably said kill him, like knock him dead. But as far as the don't mess it up, I had no plans on ever messing it up. Not in front of Clive Davis. No way.
Yeah.
No.
And if we flip back a little bit, how did you meet KG then? How did you get discovered by him? I mean, by
So
this time, had he come out with Next? Had he come out with Jaheim? And here, had he come out with?
we were all working together, actually, right? So we all came in basically around the same time. We all came in around the same time. Not too, like literally one behind the other. We all came in because we were all working on our albums at the same time. So actually, KG's brother, his old, I believe that's his older brother, he heard me sing. And so I sung in front of him. And so he said, I'm going to introduce you to my brother KG. And that's what he did, introduced me to him. And I sung in front of him. And that's how it started, from his older brother introducing me to him.
Okay. But had you known who he was?
Of course, that's
Okay.
Hooray.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. And a Jersey native. I mean, Ryan, how did you meet KG then?
I actually met KG about, what was that, 2017, 2016. I was brought on as a singer and songwriter with a bunch of the artists working under the Ill Town umbrella. And
Okay.
I guess during the time he saw how hard I was working and how dedicated I was. And I want to say, like, mid-pandemic, I got a phone call, like, we're dropping your song. And I'm like, what? Like, it's March and the world is on hold. Like, what are we doing? And ever since then, we've just been running. So, yeah.
Were you doing work with Ill Town Sluggers? Were you singing with them?
Yes.
Are you the bear?
I am not the bear. I am the R&B artist. I am not the bear, no. Ryan said, I am not the
Well, because
bear,
because we do
okay?
see you do see Uncle Vinny, you see a bear on stage, and I thought the bear was singing, so I just thought they put a costume on and did the whole thing. Okay, so
I'm up there with the bear, but I'm not the
okay.
bear.
Well, because people might say, "Oh, we know who the bear is and stuff." Okay, that's good. That's
It is
good.
definitely a whole mystery behind who's behind that bear, so I'll
Who's
never tell.
behind the
Okay,
bear? Right.
you at least you cleared it up. Then V, if you think about the fact that you get to work with all everyone, had anyone come out by the time you signed, or was everyone still working on material at Divine Meal?
Let me see. Who came out before? I think. Did Next come out before us, or did we all come out together? I think we like all. I think maybe Next had dropped their first
Okay.
single before Coffee Brown, and I think Jaheim also had a single out. I believe so. Yeah.
But by this time, you were still expecting to be a solo artist by this
Oh
time.
no, not at that point. At that point, when we left Arista, it was already done that we were going to be a group.
Okay. What
And go on.
did you make of that then? That must be the most, I mean, I can imagine what.
So you know what? I was, how can I put it? I can tell you this, that I was so grateful to, first of all, be able to be in front of this man who that has made so many people careers unbelievable. So that was the first thing. And so if he said it, why not me believe it? And why not roll with it? It wouldn't hurt, right? Because at any point that you can go do your own singles and you can do your own stuff, but he put it together. And so because he put it together and he's a genius, I roll with it. I had no problems with it at all.
Did KG and the guys, did they think, ooh, but when, or did they just say, oh yeah, whatever you want, Clive? Or what did they
They
also?
were in agreement. They were in agreement as well. He was. It wasn't a they, it was KG. Yeah. He was in
Okay.
agreement as well. Yeah. And as you can hear, it came out pretty good, right?
Yeah, it was a great idea.
Well, I mean, I listening to the album, I know, After Party and Weekend Thing were the two that sort of released, but my
Right.
favorite actually on the album is Blackout.
Looking for
Yeah, I love
the
Blackout. Yeah,
fact
I
out,
wish
fact out.
that was released. I mean, I was going
It's
for it.
crazy, right? It's awesome, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. And then I think, so let me see, my second favorite was Chick on the Side.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because it gave me that download version, R. Kelly download. It felt like that kind of, it had that vibe with that. And I'm like, wow, look at, I mean, look at, I mean, these were better than Weekend Thing, in my opinion. I mean, After Party was the After Party was big stuff, but down, sorry, Chick on the Side and Blackout, I think that they had that. And it Didn't Mean to Turn on You was also another one.
Didn't mean to turn. Didn't me turn you on.
Oh man, I love that song too.
Yeah, I'm listening. You know, I went back. You know, a lot of people of us got the album, listened to it, and thought, "Wow, look at all this, the gems." I mean, now, you know, KG had already shown his stuff with Janae, the stuff with Next and stuff with Giant. But you know, we really thought that this was going to be massive stuff. But what was the recording process? You know, just thinking about going back and recording it now, not as a solo artist, but as a duo. How do you start to decide who sings here and how you combine? Because this is stuff that you never rehearsed.
Right, we never rehearsed, we never, so it and because it was coming, you've listened to the album quite sure over and over again, right? So because it was, we came from a relationship standpoint, the good, the bad, you know, that's how we started off. Like, okay, so with the female, starts us off, you know, talking about how she feels, so forth and so on, or with the male coming, that's how we kind of masterminded, you know, like, and then the writers, all of that. So that's how it all was in collaboration on how should it be approached? Who would go first? Who would talk about this first? Who would do the first verse of the song? You know, that's how we did it.
But you didn't get to do much when it came to writing. You only, I think I'm just trying to remember now that because you it's only seen that you did one that you did write. Was there a reason why you didn't get more
Yes,
opportunity
it
to
is.
write?
Yeah, because at that time I lost my mother. My mother had passed away when we were in the midst of recording. And so I wasn't in a good headspace. Yeah.
Okay, sorry to hear that. Yeah, it didn't mean to turn you on, was the one that you listed as a writer. And as I said, that's one of my favorite tracks on there.
That.
Yeah. As I said, but thinking about how have you guys worked on it today, yourself and Ryan? So Ryan, is this something new for you to sing with a female artist? As a duo, and they're learning how to bounce off each other.
Absolutely, yes. As you know, as I mentioned before, I was always in a male group. So definitely to be in a male female duo and be more focused on relationships right now, I'm actually going back and relearning those songs from an artist perspective, and also just still getting that blessing from Fonz, where like he told me, look, do your thing, kill these songs, and he can sing his butt off as well. So it is definitely some big shoes to fill, but it's been very fun. And we've been in the studio as well, crafting up new songs. So it's just been very interesting to still have like a perspective of relationship, but within this time right now, you know. So it's been awesome. I'm really having like the time of my life right now. So it's been a lot of fun.
Okay, so did you know Fonz before you joined Coffee Brown?
I did not know Fonz at all. No, I was always a fan. Obviously, you know, I knew After Party Weekend thing, and I also knew that he wrote a part of Bootylicious for Destiny's Child. So I was always a fan of his work as a songwriter as well. I received a phone call in 2019 from a mutual friend of ours, Mia V, and they were looking to like revamp Coffee Brown at the time, and totally down. I was honored to even be a part or be asked to do it. But then we got into the pandemic, and then everything like changed in 2020. So I got the phone call again like mid this year, like, you still down? You still ready? And I was ready to go. So I learned the songs and we got it together, and we just been working since. So it's truly been amazing. I'm having a lot of fun.
But you said Fon, does he know that have you spoken to him since you've joined?
I have spoken to him. Yes. He definitely handed me his blessings for this whole opportunity. So it just makes it even better, you know?
So you was there was that was there need to have to reach out to get his permission, or what was the
No, you know what? He actually reached out himself. I got a DM one day and I was just like, huh? And then, like, you know, He wrote me a very cool personal message, and I was just really blessed. Like, okay, look, this is perfect. Yeah, so it was dope. It was dope.
Okay. Oh no,
So
that's
it's no hate, it's no bad blood,
okay.
it's no like now. It's all good love, and you know what I'm saying? So yeah, all
Okay.
blessings.
Okay. No, that's good. I mean, V, what was the how long have you been working on this reunion or revamp of Coffee Brown?
Like he said, since 2019, we've been working on it. And we were supposed to go to London. COVID hit. So that stopped everything.
Okay.
And here we are today.
Wait, no, so but this is 18 years after the group disbanded. So why, how did it just come up like, oh yeah, let's reform the group? You know, that's a
Oh, okay. So I wanted to do it a long time ago. I wanted it to come back together a long time ago. So me and Fonz have been talking back and forth about it, talking back and forth about it, whether or not we were going to get back together again to, as you say, resurface and come out. And then he made a decision that, he wanted to do other things. So he no longer wanted to do it. So you just can't put just some anybody in the place of him, because like Ryan said, he's a great artist, and he can really sing. And so you have to take your time to find someone that can step into his place and still bring it, still sound good, still bring the same energy. So that's why it took a while.
Okay. Wow. So Ryan, how special are you
Yeah.
that
I'm over here like,
when you think about it, because as you guys are saying, Fonz did about a third of the production and writing, so there's a lot more than just singing that he did bring to the table. So, and there's a and you know, based on the videos, we see a vibe there. So and that's why I didn't realize that you weren't Fonz, because I've seen you videos of you guys performing, and you have the same smile and that kind of happy smile. So it's like it's easy to mistake the fact that actually, I th okay. And which is definitely a good thing.
I love that.
Yeah, I mean, and as I said, that was the chemistry that we saw, you know, in the videos. It just felt like there was this vibe and stuff. V, if you go back to when After Party dropped, did it come as a surprise how successful the song was?
Oh God, it was like shocking. I never forget, we were in Paris. We did a show, a couple of, like we were touring Paris and London. So they said, there was a knock on the door, and this big, huge thing of flowers, this big, like a thing of flowers,
Okay.
congratulating us,
Wow.
right? And then in that, because they didn't call us at first, in that it said, you guys have gone gold. We were like, we couldn't believe it.
Wow.
It was unbelievable. It was un so you know well, you don't know me, but if you did know me, I was running all the way and jumping on the bed and falling back and coming back. Yeah, it was unbelievable. That's
Yeah.
awesome.
But why did it take almost 6 months before Weekend Thing got released? Because it felt like, you know, did they just say, well, let this single just burn out, or what happened?
Yep, let it ride before we drop another one. That's exactly what they said. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then after, so how come I didn't get to hear Blackout being released then? What happened next?
Because, we toured and we toured for what, like a year and a half. And then things didn't, we came back home and, Fonz decided that, he wanted to, he needed a rest. And so that's why nothing else was released. That's why you didn't get Blackout. Yeah.
Is he
Yeah.
asking about his song? Like, where was
You'll get
Blackout?
Yeah.
it now, though. You'll get it now.
No, definitely, definitely. I mean, when KG told me that Just in Case was recorded by you guys as a ballad.
That was our song.
Yeah, so what happened?
They gave it to Next.
So did you guys record it? No, it was Jaheim, just in
I mean, just
case. Yeah.
it was complete. We had finished it. It was done.
Yeah.
It was done. And then Kay came in one day. We were in the studio, and he said, "You know what? I'm gonna get a song to Jaheim." We were like, "You know," he was like, "I just think this works better with him and his what he's doing and his album." So yeah, that's how Jaheim got our song.
But it was up to he did a he did a he changed it around. It was up tempo, so
Yeah. Yeah. It was our song though. You know your stuff. You know your stuff, huh?
No, that's
That's
why.
why. Oh, this is awesome. I didn't know that. This is
No,
great. Yeah. Yep.
KG, I mean, as I said, I spent an hour and a half interviewing KG. So we went
Okay.
from growing up in Jersey, how they formed the next, Naughty and everything he was doing and stuff. So yes, and this was during the lockdown. So it was when just as you guys were thinking about coming back, and he was talking to me about Ill Town Sluggers and stuff. Hence, I reached out to him about trying to get you guys on board. Now, but when if Franz is saying, "Ah, man, I don't want to continue," does Clive not jump in and say, "Look, man, we're hot here. We've got some stuff going on," or does everyone just say, "Oh, okay, well, that's it"?
Well, you know that Clive no longer was with Arista. You
Oh, he had gone to
remember?
Jive at J Records.
Right. So we were still with Arista. We wasn't with J Records. We
Oh, well,
didn't go over with
had LA Reid stepped
Clive.
in?
It was L.A. Reid at that time. So we stayed with L.A. Reid, and yeah.
So he didn't want to, he didn't, he just thought, "Yeah, well, you don't want to do it, then forget you, I'll move on." No,
I don't think it was a forget. It wasn't a forget. You know, we all have our own interpretation on how we we enjoy anything, right? Whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is. I love traveling. I love singing. I love being on stage. I love entertaining. I love the whole thing about it. I had no problems. I loved interviewing. I loved it. That's because remember, go back to what I said. I wanted to do this since a young child. So I love when I got the opportunity, I ran with the opportunity, right? So it didn't matter. I would sleep on the plane. I wouldn't talk to anybody. I would sleep on the plane. I would, when we got off the plane, if we had to do interviews, I would get myself together. We'd do an interview and then I would go sleep so that I can get on stage. So it was a great opportunity for me. I enjoyed every bit of it. Not so much the same for him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess that's the one thing that as fans we you know everyone would think traveling around and sleeping out in a hotel is fun, and you guys were making millions of dollars, but
Right.
we don't really and I guess just being doing
It's
this
hard
show,
work. It's hard work. It's always fun. It's hard work. It's hard work. You're away from your family. Again, you heard what I said. You sleep because you're going, because we didn't do a tour on a bus. We flew from everywhere. So imagine we're up in air, you know, you're going into different climates. You have to keep yourself covered and protected and making sure you're not
Always
getting cold,
helping.
your voice, all of that stuff, right? And so it's a lot of interviewing and it's a lot of sleeping because you're traveling so much. Yeah.
I
Yeah.
mean, you guys went to Germany. How was that like, Ryan? Because I saw you guys did one of your first shows in Germany. What was that like?
Yeah, we had one of our first comeback shows in Germany. It was my first time there, so it was incredible. The audience reception was great. They loved us. It was dope, and we definitely cannot wait to go back. We had a good time. Like it was a great way for me to like jump on board, because in Germany, that's a big deal, so there was about 15 hours, but we definitely just had our time of talking and bonding and doing our thing, and we had a great time. So I cannot wait to go back to Germany. We're coming back very soon.
Well, we're gonna have to try and work to get you guys to the UK as well
Yes,
in 2024.
absolutely,
Yeah,
absolutely.
I guess how did the name Coffee Brown come about? Who came up with the name?
We were all, I think. Now, I don't want to lie on anyone,
it?
but I believe I maybe KG came up with it because we were all talking about names. If I'm not mistaken, it might have been KG, and then we said, let's change it from a C to a K.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think that someone else had, who I don't know, had the name when we went to trademark the name, had the name Coffee Brown. But we changed it to a K. I believe it was KG, if I'm not mistaken, though.
Okay. And then what about the title of the album?
Mars versus Venus.
Yeah.
Oh God, who came up with that? Oh, you asking me some hard questions here.
Stop
That's
it.
no. Who came up with that? I forgot. I'm gonna be completely honest with you. I completely forgot who came up with that title, Mars
Great
versus
title.
Venus.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
My
yeah.
biggest thing was I didn't understand why did you guys need it to be a PG album? Oh, sorry, a parental advisory. What was the? It's an R&B album. It's very
Listen
rarely.
to some of the stuff. Listen to some of the stuff we were talking about.
Some
If you
explicit stuff on there.
yeah, but I was
Yeah,
wondering.
it
yeah,
did.
but I was wondering why, as R&B artists, you guys didn't think about, keep most R&B albums. I mean, even R. Kelly wasn't a parental advisory. So you're thinking about. I wondered why hip hop generally was doing that. Very rarely do you get an R&B album doing that. So
Because some of
what?
the stuff you think about it, some of the like I see you in the night with your legs go. Ain't no love. What's the verse on it? Some of that stuff was not for children at all. It was not for children. I'm talking about doing a bid for him, going to jail and all
Quickie,
that.
right.
A freaky 2 minutes on spot hot. Let me hit it in the back of the club in the
Right.
SUV. Any like that? What? You don't want your kids listening to
Yeah.
that.
Yeah. I did like Quickie, but what was the, well, yeah, I did. I guess my question was, I think Next was also a parent advisory album. And I wondered if there was a sense of, would that limit our airplay if we did that, or was there no sense of, let's just rein it back at the time? I don't know if you can remember that far back.
Right, I can't remember that far back.
The street, it was keeping it street. That's all, keeping it honest.
I
So.
mean, it was a lot of stuff on there that a kid shouldn't hear. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, right now, when you guys do perform, I mean, apart from After Party and Weekend Thing, what else is on the set list?
There's Quickie.
Okay.
Didn't need to
Definitely
turn you
quickly.
on.
Turn you on.
Yeah. And now we're
And
going
it,
to add Blackout.
yes,
Right.
yes.
We definitely have to add Blackout, and also part of our set as well. A lot of people may not know. If you did your homework, you would know this part. V was actually the voice on Too Close with Next, and she's also the female vocalist on Touch Me, Tease Me with Case. So we also have those two songs tied as well into our repertoire.
They promote that as Mary's in the video singing. So that was you?
That
Oh,
I. Yeah.
okay.
Yeah.
So Kenny Smooth
As we
did a
say, tell the people.
Kenny Smooth did the production, but how come they didn't
Yes,
get you to why didn't they feature you in the video? I mean,
because I wasn't a star. Mary was the star.
oh, but by that time you hadn't come out, Coffee Brown.
No, I had not come out. At that time, I was still doing background for different artists. I wasn't out at that point.
Okay,
Yeah.
okay.
So they used Mary and Foxy Brown. Yeah.
And you did the backing with Too Close?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I'm over here all proud, like,
Okay. Okay. So that's probably why you, so in your set list, which songs you say you do Too Close? On your
Yes,
set list.
we do both the songs. And the other as
And
well.
Touch Me Tease Me. Okay. Okay. Which isn't bad, but as I said, because you had such a solid album, I think, if you guys did some of these tracks, Didn't Mean to Turn You On, Chick on the Side, if you can squeeze that in, Quickie and Blackout. I wrote down Haters Disease, and it almost feels as if that was a sense of it. You know, if anyone asks why did you break up, that song almost said, seemed to have told a story as to why you guys broke up. I don't know if you
It
remember.
tells a story, right?
Yeah, but did it
Oh yeah,
have?
it tells a story,
Was that why you guys broke up? It just felt as if, I
right?
listened to it. I'm thinking, it is.
What did I just tell you?
Because yeah, as I said, they're solid albums. But that was the one that stood out to me. I'm listening to it. I'm thinking, oh, okay, this seems, it felt as if, when I interviewed Damon Hall from Guy, and I said my favorite song on the Future album was Let's Stay Together. And he says, we broke up when that song was released. And I'm like, what? How ironic is it that you record a
Right,
song and you break
right,
up with Let's Stay Together? So that's why
right.
I'm listening to this. It's probably, yeah, not track number 13. And I'm like, well, I wonder how much of this spoke into, prophesied into the group disbanding and stuff like
Ah.
that. Yeah.
You gotta ask Fonz for that one.
What is the plan now, though? Because when I spoke to KG a couple of weeks ago, and he mentioned about back in the studio and stuff, what is the plan for Coffee Brown 2024?
Well, the first thing for us, we're in the studio already, so we're recording, and then we're touring. We have to get out there and let the people know that we are back and we sound better than ever and we can perform and, let the people see exactly what's going on, and get
Yeah.
them ready for the new stuff, but never forgetting about the original stuff, you know what I mean? Because Pete, that's what people know. So you have to give people what they can sing to, and bring them back to that point, whatever point that they were in their life at that point, you know what I mean? So yeah, that's what's for us. That's what we're doing now. We're getting together to tour and record and all the other stuff that comes along with that. That plane ride here, there, and everywhere, right?
No, R&B is quite different 2024, 23, 24 than it was back in the 90s and 2000s, where a label behind and we're getting lots of airplay. Without lots of money being pushed in to get the exposure, what is the hope and expectation for any new music that you guys record?
That's a good question.
That's a great question. If I could just piggyback off what you were saying earlier, V, I feel like I am definitely the perfect person to be in this group, only because like I am a product of R&B. You know, I grew up on good R&B, but I'm also as well in tuned with what's happening right now. So what we're pretty much doing is picking up where Coffee Brown left off 19, 20 years ago, and just going based off that and just adding more value to it. You know, we're just having fun and obviously trying new things, but we're not going too far off and doing TikToks, but we're still staying in the lane of what great R&B music is and just adding new life to it. You know what I'm saying? So we're just, the after party continues. We're gonna still bring the energy and the vibe, you know what I'm saying? So they better watch out for us.
Now, I have no doubt that you guys, especially when it comes to live stuff, you've got the songs and stuff. The question is, and I, we all know KG is one of the best when it comes to the R&B side. His track record is amazing, and I can imagine he'll be able to do that even to today. Unfortunately, the value of music has been the
It's
music has
not
been
the same.
devalued by from Spotify to YouTube, and unless you go viral and you have somebody pumping millions to get it promoted, so for us it'd be
Of course.
great new music and stuff, but then what's the benefit for you guys as artists when you spend all this time in the studio, come out with something really awesome, and it doesn't get It doesn't go gold or platinum, and as it would have gone if you had Arista or Sony pushing it. And this is stuff I always ask any artist who's coming up with new music today. What is sort of the benefit? What is the hope? Is it okay? We've got some new music and we're going to tour, or what is the realistic op expectation?
So for me, I feel like if we had an opportunity, if we get an opportunity, just say we put new music out, or just say we, like I said, what we're getting ready to do, we're getting ready to tour and show the people that we're out here, show the people, you know, that we, nothing has changed. There's still talent, there's still entertainment, we're still singing. I hopefully, like, maybe a label will become interested in us, you know, and will want to say, hey, you know, sit down with us to see if we can work together, you know, because that's you know, that is possible, that it can happen that way, you know. So hopefully that's what will happen. But either way, there's so many artists that are independent now that are still very successful. You know, they're very successful. So I'll put it like this. Either way, we're gonna win. Yeah.
Yeah,
Either way.
definitely. I mean, After Seven just came out with a new album, amazing tracks, and they did get a distribution deal with SRS or something. I can't remember the name of their stuff to really put out quality videos and stuff. So and songs, and it was getting a lot of airplay and charting. So if if the work is there are labels that will say, okay, we'll push that. But they are then doing a lot of shows at the back of the success of that. And so, as I said, it is about understanding that the value of music that we had. I mean, all of us loved our CD. I mean, Ryan is showing off your vinyls. I was a product of the 90s where it was CDs, and I just had stacks of CDs, and I loved buying them, checking out the little album cover, who wrote this and stuff. And unfortunately, I can't do that anymore. I mean, and I can just go listen to a whole album on YouTube. And it doesn't feel the same. I don't even, or you can stream it on Spotify, and it just doesn't have the same value and connection, which is unfortunate for you guys because if this is your bread and butter, I'm just unfortunate that it seems as if it's been taken away, and it's you guys having to work extra hard to do these kind of things.
Absolutely.
Are you investing more in your shows then to say, okay, you know what, this is the, as a are you going to really then do something different with your shows?
Absolutely. Because that's where
Definitely.
your money's coming from. That's, as you said, that's where your bread and butter is coming from, basically from your shows, showing, entertaining the people, you know, taking care of this, making sure that your voice is ready night after night after night, making sure that you're putting a smile on people's faces, making sure that we're connecting, you know, where people are saying, I love seeing them together, you know. So yeah, that's what we're doing.
How much rehearsal do you guys do then, Ryan? If you're out in New York and V's out in Jersey, how often do you guys get to rehearse?
We definitely speak every day, or at least try to make sure we just check in on each other. But as far as rehearsal, we're actually not too far away from each other. V is in New Jersey, I'm here in New
30
York.
minutes,
So,
30,
oh no,
35 minutes.
it's not too far away. It's probably, I feel it's two different states. It's okay.
No, it's not. It's literally like that.
Okay.
We're like up the street from each other. But you know, we'll like hang out, we'll talk, we'll sing, we'll vibe, we'll rehearse and do our thing. So look, at the end of the day, we both love what we're doing and we're also having fun. So I do understand that these days you have to put in more work and do more, but we're not here to like hop on anyone's trend. We're here to really start our own trend, and like we do this for real. Like this is not no like part-time, this is really what we're doing. So anything we do and moving forward, we're putting our best foot forward. And as you mentioned before, this is a part to a second chance of breathing new life into Coffee Brown. So it all feels new. I'm excited. Like it all just feels like we can start this train over again and like really make this happen our way. So that's exactly what we've been focusing on.
Are you guys
And
doing okay? Sorry, go ahead, V.
not only that, Weekend Thing and After Party has survived all these years.
Yeah, definitely.
It survived. You can go, you it comes on anywhere, people get up and start dancing. So
Even on
it's
TikTok.
KG. Yeah, KG made it wherein he was a genius in doing this, because Literally, it has survived all these years, and when you perform it, the people go crazy right now, today. So it's almost like a legacy that, that stayed right here, and now we're just taking it and moving along. Exactly.
Yeah. Are you guys using live bands? Or I know, it's not as easy to perform with a band because of costs and stuff. But how about is that stuff that you're considering in shows?
Absolutely.
Definitely plan to, yes.
Absolutely. Yes, we're going to be using live band on some shows. Yeah.
And I mean, are you, what I mean right now, because as I said, I've seen you guys do some spot stuff in your social media. So how often are you getting out there to perform now?
Well, we just did the show in New York at the with the Inkwell. And of course, everyone is on vacation right now. Everybody's on holiday. And so when the everything opens back up, we're planning and waiting for the phone to ring. And I'm quite sure it'll be ringing like on the third. No, let me stop.
Well, the fact that you guys are doing a lot of, you guys have doing a lot of different interviews really makes it actually realize actually this is real, that you guys are, the group is there, and working hard on things. The Inkwell, what was that show like? I mean, how many songs did you do, and how did the audience respond?
Oh my God.
Oh man, it was so good. First of all, we went viral. See, this is what I mean. Like, there's ways of going viral and, making a joke out of stuff, but we actually went viral just off people who knew Kofi Brown and loved Kofi Brown. Almost a million views on Twitter and
Wow.
800,000 views on Facebook as well. But the show was amazing. The people loved us. Like, they were really
Amazing.
like, oh my God, like, we missed Kofi Brown. So it was
It was
amazing. About four songs, I believe.
Yeah, it was four songs. It was amazing that, like you said, the audience was like, one lady so was so excited. She took her scarf and she said, and she did like this.
Hit you? It was a
Loved it. So
Yeah,
everyone.
it was a great show. It was a great show. It really was.
So you did After Party. Sorry, you did Touch Me, Tease Me, and Too Close.
Yes, we did do
Yes.
those two
Yeah.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we did have those two. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, it's just me. I just think
So we
because
don't do the whole song. We just do my part of the
piece
song.
of it. Yeah.
Yeah, we just do
Okay.
a piece of it. We don't do the whole thing.
Okay. I mean, as I said, my thing is that there are enough solid tracks on the album that, it's good to let people know that actually, well, I actually did that and I did that and stuff, where people are like, wow, we didn't realize that. But it's like Keith Sway when he sings Let's Chill. Yes, he co-wrote it, but it doesn't seem right when he sings it. So I was just, and then, as I said, it's such a, I just think there's so many great tracks on the album that I think people will be like,
Yeah,
wow.
absolutely.
And the thing is, if you listen to the album, even if you listen to it today, like I talked about Blackout,
Doesn't it sound fresh when you
it
listen to it
sounds like
today?
it just came out today. It doesn't sound like a dated
That's what
track. That's why I'm saying, if you guys were even, how come you guys, when you get a live band behind you and then you just run through the whole album and just record the whole album, somebody filming you guys performing the entire album, and then so then that shows like, wow, look at the tracks on there. So when people hear you in live, it's like, yeah. So yeah, I mean,
That's a great idea. Thank
that's
you.
a
That is a great idea. Thank you very much.
yeah. I
We'll
mean,
get you on
so
to something
some of our friends.
when
Yeah,
I do
and the
it.
thing is, sometimes you guys forget the quality that's already in there. And there are people quick to write new music, and I'm looking forward to the new music. But I'm like, man, I've listed five songs that weren't the weekend thing and After Party. So it tells you that actually there were better songs on the album that didn't get released. That actually, if I was to listen to it today, it would be really serious stuff. So, it would be. Interesting. Have I seen anyone? I mean, they did it during the lockdown. A number of people, Teddy and Keith, they all had a band and they were performing stuff. I think Next did it as well with Keith at Keith's place. If you ever saw during lockdown, they performed
Yes,
with a live
they
band.
did. Yes, they did.
But I just think that it would just be awesome just to be able to put visuals to some of these tracks and people just being like connecting the dots and then, you know, and just really, you know, yeah, just really showcasing the material that you guys have, because, you know, 13 songs, you know, it's more than just that. So I mean, definitely look forward to that to see
I like
what
that idea.
happens.
I just put it in my notes. I love that. Thank you.
Okay. So
I
Ryan, are
love
you
that.
still dancing then? Because you say that you were doing the dancing and stuff. Is that what you're bringing in as well, or?
Absolutely. Look, I'm just bringing in a whole lot of energy. V know how crazy I am. So yeah, it's all about having fun for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, the hope is that that this it does, you know, because I think that's if you think about this past year, R&B came third when it came to touring after pop and rock. More people went to see R&B shows than country or hip hop. So it says something about, even though we're not buying the music as much, but we are going to see. So the whole New Edition Legacy Tour, and then, you know, Maxwell Torrin and Mary, all those they generated. They were fifth. Yeah, they were third when it came to shows. I mean, they were competing with Taylor Swift and stuff like
Yes.
that. But it shows that actually, even when I interviewed Dalvin last week, you know, they said that actually Live Nation saw how much the Jodeci Block Party Tour did so well that they're now backing them. Look, you do the Vegas tour and we're going to do something big in 2024, because they're realizing that actually there's money to be made in black artists performing in big venues, because people do want to see that. But it means you have to come with a show, like a band. You can't just, so it means that if you wanted to have those big shows, you really have to show that actually people are going to be blessed when they see you perform. So here I am thinking about, great that you're coming back, but you know, why don't you come back? Like, you know, we're going to come out at this level. We're not just going to be on, you know, act number 25 on a R&B summer fest and be, you know, you don't want to be there. You want to be one of the, you know, you're co-headlining with SWV or Dree Hill or so,
We are
and you
coming
know.
real different. Yes, we are bringing the things and the energy and the vibes. So most definitely expect all of that. A band, fashion, music, energy, pyros. We're gonna have pets on stage with us. It's about to be crazy.
That's on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's about to be
We're gonna
crazy.
have pets on stage.
It's insane. You
I don't
know,
know about
we have to be doing everything.
but you guys, you know, this is stuff that I'll talk to Katie. You guys could do a Divine Mill summer jam, you know, come
Absolutely.
Jaheim comes back out again and Next and you guys and Ill Town Sluggers
Absolutely. And
and then
kill
just the
it.
family, just yeah. You
And
know,
kill
because
it.
that's, you've got that, yeah, that's the whole family, the whole vibe. So you've got all of that. And
Yeah.
you know, that's how, as I said, you take it to another step. That's, promoters are looking for the quality stuff. And if you can, they can see a package self-contained like that, you know. But as I said, I mean, we're gonna be looking to see how to try and get you to the UK, but at least in the US, I mean, as I said, if you guys, you know, start aiming high, I can just imagine it just taking off and stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 2024 is the year for it, so we're gonna be doing it.
Absolutely, we
Is
are.
there a timetable for the new album? Do you guys have a sort of an idea of when you think it might drop, or?
No, we don't, because like you just said, there's so many gems on this on Mars
Yeah,
Venus.
yeah.
We're taking our time with the new album. You
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
we're taking our time with that, because what you don't want to do is you don't want to be here and then, you
Yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
We have to take our time and create till it's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Yes.
there's no time on the new album.
Let me just
Yeah.
go over my tracks again. Blackout number one.
Blackout number
Chick on the
one.
side. Didn't mean to turn you on. I have Quickie. And we can skip Haters Disease because I don't want to bring any bad omens with that one. And we can continue with also After Party and Weekend thing. I think, you know, those, yeah, I think, yeah, if you had some of those real nice ones, it's you know, it's just an amazing album that just needed to be celebrated and recelebrated. Hell,
Absolutely,
you
I
guys could
agree.
have done, you can do a Taylor Swift and re-record the whole album and take it back ownership from Arista. You know, you do a live version of it. You know, that's what Taylor's doing. You know, I don't know why people just don't, yeah, because then people, you know, have a different version of After Party and Weekend thing, but you know, own the copies of what you've just released and stuff. But but I'm sure you guys, you know, you're thinking about that and stuff.
Absolutely.
I mean, I always ask my guests, and I'll ask you individually, but if you guys, if so, V, if you were stuck in an elevator and you had to, you know, it's going to take about 2 hours or so, and you had a favorite movie to watch, what's your favorite movie?
Oh, what would be my favorite movie if I was stuck in the elevator? What is the name of the movie? Oh my God. And when he says, it's an old movie. He says, I call you Jesus and you call me God. What is the name of the movie? Oh my God. Oh my
Who's in
God.
it?
What is his name? I forgot his name. It's so old. Either that, because you're probably gonna not you're not gonna remember that. Or I would look at for 2 hours. I would look at what is my favorite movie of all time? I love so many, but that's my favorite that I'm trying to tell you about. But I can't freaking remember the guy's name. He played. Oh, forget about it because I don't know. So, other than that, my favorite would be, what's it? It's the black movie. What's the name of it? Where they all was sitting around the table and it was Big Mama. And, what's the name of that movie?
Not Big
Soul
Mama's House.
Food.
Oh, so
Soul Food. There you
okay. Okay, so
Soul Food.
okay. What about
I like that
yourself,
one.
Fred? Right?
So I love biopics, and
Okay.
I love musicals as well. So if I had to like put one, I would say Ray or What's Love Got to Do with It. I also like
Oh,
that movie.
that's a good one.
Yeah,
That's a
definitely one of
good
my
one. I
favorite
think Angela
movies.
Bassett and Lawrence Fishburne should have gotten the Oscars for those performances.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love
Yeah.
that one.
Yeah, he was a really scary Ike, and
Oh God, was he? Oh.
that was a definitely that was a definitely and then I loved the sound, the song, I don't we don't need a fighter no more. You know, it just felt
Yes.
so poignant to, you know, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So then V, what would be your all-time favorite song by any artist?
Oh, so what would be my all-time favorite? You're asking me some hard question because do I have a favorite song? Do I have a favorite song? Because I love so many songs. Okay, so what would be my favorite song? I guess Chaka Khan. I don't know if you'll know it or not, but it's old. She says, maybe I smoke a little too much and I drink just a little too much. What's the title of the song? But it's by Chaka Khan. Yeah, it's by Chaka Khan because she's my favorite. She nobody can. I don't think. Yeah, she's my favorite. I guess she's my favorite because my sister would play her like all the time. Her and Phoebe Snow. So,
Okay.
yeah.
The Shaka came here now. I would say, V, what was your favorite Shaka Khan song? And you'd be like, oh, you couldn't
I was
remember.
singing to her. She would say, "Oh, I know it." Because I
Yeah.
don't remember
Okay.
the title, but she would know
You.
it
What
because she's yeah. I know this song.
about you, Ryan?
My favorite song of all time, it came right to me when you mentioned it. And I actually got the vinyl over in the corner. Atlantic Star Always. When I was a kid, I just remember always just going and playing the vinyl and going to that one song. And it's just something about the words, what they're talking about. And I was young, so I don't know what the hell. I was listening to grown folks' music, but I would say Always by Atlantic Starr has just always been like a heartstring song, you know, it just always made me feel some type of way. So I'd say Always.
I would incorporate that in your show more so than Too Close, because you know the feel. That's why I said at the beginning. Go
You're gonna have to call you on the side
ahead.
while I was gonna put my business back.
Because you guys were
I
the
love that.
Atlantic Star of, you know, of the 2000s, that sort of male female sort of stuff. We hadn't an Atlantic Star really were, you know, Barbara was Barbara Waters. I mean, with the Lewis brothers. I can't remember his name now, but the way they vibe. That's why it was it really, you know, the whole, yeah, she sings, he sings, the whole thing, beautiful, as you said. But that's, you know, that I there's everyone knows the track, but if you guys sing it in a, you know, in a up a little different vibe with it, you know, that's,
I see that.
yes. I mean, do you
Absolutely.
like the song though? Because you know you
I
need
love
to.
it. I
Okay,
love it. Yeah.
yeah. I mean, I think
My list.
yeah, that's why, as I said, you know, stuff like that, it just shine, it just encapsulates what you guys are about, because the whole thing about Kofi Brown is the chemistry of male and female singer, which, you know, the great artists, you know, Ashford Simpson and others had when they performed, and it was believable. And being able to take something like that and bring it to today, you know, actually, I remember when I interviewed Coco, she said that she and her she wants to sing it. She sang she's going to do a remake with her son, and she said, yeah, the Atlantic Star song. And I said, and the first thing that came to mind was Secret Lovers, and she said, no, not Secret Lovers, Always, and it is a beautiful song and stuff. So, yeah, it is a beautiful song. Okay, I
Ryan, we
mean,
gotta beat into
hello. Yeah,
it.
I mean, you know the stuff.
No, that's not the thing. We gotta beat into it,
Yeah. But
Ryan. Definitely.
yeah, I mean, I see the vinyls. You have the Bobby. Is that Getaway? Is that
That is Bobby Brown Getaway. Yes,
okay?
yes.
So
I
that
have
is
everybody on here.
so that the Bobby album is one of my top three albums: the Keep Swear, Make It Last Forever. And I'm a massive, 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 massive Teddy Riley fan. Anything he touched,
Nice.
and
Yeah,
yeah.
genius.
So the Bobby album. I pretty much interviewed everyone other than Teddy who worked on the album. So yes, but it's good to be able to see that.
Yes,
And
absolutely.
then yeah. So that, you know, I guess your top five, and I'll start with you, Ryan, because then so V can have some time to think about it. What would make your top five albums if you had, you can only bring five albums, you know, on a trip? Which five albums of all would you take?
Oh, man, I love music, so I have so much. I would definitely bring Brandy Full Moon, definitely bringing that. Usher Confessions. No. I'm going with 80s 701 before Confessions. So
Okay.
Brandy Full Moon, Usher 8701, India Arie, Voyage to India.
Wow.
Love that CD. Shania Twain,
Whoa.
Up
Wow.
album.
Yes.
I'm a huge Shania fan.
Wow.
Shania Up and one more. Let me get you something gospel. I'm gonna go with Mary Mary's second album, which is called The Sound.
Okay.
So that's my five. Yeah.
Well, I'll let Warren Campbell know when I speak to him next week that you picked you picked our production. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's a nice little selection there. V, are you gonna remember any of the albums?
No.
That one, that second album by Janet.
I would do so. I would do Brandy Full Moon, like he said. I love Brandy. I would do Janet, anything Janet. I would do.
Yeah, which one? She
I don't know. Don't do that to me because I
she's
don't
got
know.
Control. She's got the Janet album. She's got 80 Rhythm Nation.
Which the ones that there are times when I look around and
Is
beyond.
that
Which
not
one is
Rhythm Nation? Is Rhythm
that? I think
Nation?
that's
Okay.
Velvet Rope. I think that's Velvet Rope.
Okay.
That's Velvet Rope. Right. So
Okay.
Full Moon, Velvet Rope. I would do gospel. I would
But
do
you don't have to bring a gospel.
no, because I love
Okay.
gospel. Yeah,
Okay.
I love gospel. So gospel, I probably would do I would do probably do Kirk Franklin. I would do Kirk Franklin. Don't remember the title of the album, but I would do Kirk Franklin. I'm being honest with y'all, all right?
Okay.
I would do Rihanna. Love Rihanna. I would do Rihanna because that's my girl. That's four, right?
Yeah.
And who else would I do? I would do probably either Jill Scott, Jill Scott, but the earlier Jill Scott.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's oh, and as I said, it's a good diversity of albums and stuff. Yeah, this just finally, I mean, so for yourself, Ryan, being now going to be in a global spotlight, if people are trying to say your vocal style, who would you say actually, you know, we all know Aaron Hall was inspired by Charlie Wilson. Charlie Wilson was inspired by Stevie Wonder. And R. Kelly was inspired by Aaron Hall. Who would you say was your sort of your inspiration as a singer and your style of singing?
You know what? I actually hear this all the time, but I always hear like a conglomerate of people. So I'm gonna just name those folks,
Okay.
right? I get Usher, I get Brandy, I
Brandy.
get Toni Braxton, and I get Whitney Houston, and I
What?
get Joe.
It
There is something about, I don't know, I don't know. And I'd be like, excuse me? I think that because just like their essence and how they do what they do, I can see what they're talking about. But I've also gotten Sean from Boyz II Men. I've gotten that comparison before. Yeah, like the R&B crooners like Brian McKnight, Joe, those type of guys, I'd say, is my vibe.
Okay. And
Yeah.
V, who would you
It
be?
would first be my mom,
Okay.
and then it would be Whitney Houston because I wanted to do everything Whitney Houston. So I listened to her a lot. And it would probably be gospel, like the Clark sisters, I because I studied them a lot as well. The Clark sisters would die, they're still dynamite. So
Okay.
I can almost sing almost anything, and it's because but as Ryan said, I'm diverse in music as a whole. But yeah, it would be those people that I really study. Shaka Khan, I really study Shaka Khan. I really my mom, of course, because that's who taught me. But those are the people like I really studied, to do what I do.
Yeah,
Did you?
V, if I could throw a person in there for you who I've been hearing as we've been, rehearsing and stuff, you give me like an early Gladys Knight vibe too. Like,
Yeah, people do say that.
I was in the studio with you the other day and I was like,
Well, thanks, Ryan, because she's mad too.
Are you guys writing as well, co-writing on a project?
We
Yes,
are,
we
yeah.
are.
Yeah,
Yes, we
definitely.
are. Yeah.
I
Yeah,
mean, Ryan,
we are.
how did you learn to write though? Just out of curiosity, I mean, does it come natural to you, or is it stuff that you
I've been writing my whole life, I think. Like just like poems and stuff like that growing up. But it wasn't until honestly the albums I named, NDIRE and Shania Twain, those two albums really just opened me up to just being like a storyteller. So I've always been a writer. Those two albums really like made me figure out the style I like of as far as writing is concerned. So yes, I love to write. I love to create. So yeah, we're doing a lot of writing on this project for sure.
And V, I know you, as I said, we know it was just the one track, but when did you start to learn to write?
I guess in high school, I had a my musical teacher would make us write, you know, and it started in high school. And I write more about relationship situations, you know, from life experiences. That's how I kind of draw to put on paper from that way. Yeah.
So, knowing that you both write, how much different would be the types of the direction we're going to go with this new album then? Which, it's tw almost 20 years since the last album. What's the story like today? Would you start, what would be sort of the theme that you could take us to, do you think, in 2024?
It would still be about relationship.
Yes, we're still sticking with the whole relationship.
Yeah,
Male,
absolutely.
female perspective, you know what I'm saying? Because I mean, everyone has love, right? Everyone's in a relationship or what have you. So
Absolutely.
we're definitely just
Good
speaking
or
from
bad, everyone's in a relationship. Yes,
exactly.
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So we're definitely keeping that vibe for sure. And of course, up tempos, party and good vibes, but we do have things about, heartbreak and miscommunication and misunderstanding and all the
And then
things in life.
loving each other and being with each
Yeah, like love. So
other.
yeah. One advice would be if you could write a track that is centered around Christmas. So, maybe you guys, someone got, proposed over Christmas or there's a breakup around Christmas. So it can be an unofficial Christmas song that ha takes place around Christmas. So if you do release a video, it's a song, but the video would just give the vibe that it's a Christmas track. But if you're writing about love or heartbreak or relationship or, reconciliation, and it happened around Christmas time, it can piggyback and become a Christmas classic. You don't have to write much about Christmas, but you could give the vibe and the theme around that. It could be something to,
Another great idea.
if you're and we actually spoke about that
We
too.
talked
We
about
actually
that, right?
talked
Yeah,
about that
we did.
yesterday. So
yeah. So
but
yeah, as I said, not to say Christmas, this Christmas, well, happy Christmas. No, it could be, we reconciled or we made up or if you remember 2 years ago on Christmas, what happened to the love? That's my present I
Right.
want
I
to
just did a
bring.
song like that as well, too, actually. I just released a song like that.
Okay. So are you still doing separate stuff or with coffee or how does it work? Because you both were separate
Yeah, we're
artists.
definitely. Yes, obviously our priority is Coffee Brown, but yes, we're definitely still recording our own stuff as well. You know, we also, I'm sorry, I'm in New York City and hold on a second, hold on, hold on.
That's fine. Oh, that's the fire police.
The police or firemen or whatever, paramedics, they
No.
all sound the same.
Oh, goodness.
I'm sorry, y'all. My
Yeah.
bad. I had to put it on mute for a second. No, yeah, but we're definitely still creating and we're working on our other things. Obviously, our priority is Coffee Brown, but as I mentioned before, I want to write for other artists and vocal produce and do that whole thing. V is also interested in being a Academy Award winning actress as well. So we are
Absolutely.
definitely in the space of like doing all the things that God has put in our life, whether it's music, acting, fashion, outreach programs, work in our community. We want to do everything possible because, this is what we are aligned to actually do. So yes, we are working on other things as well for our own individual selves.
Okay. Yeah, because
Can't wait to write for V. I cannot wait. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah, because people ask V when Kofi Brown breaks up, why didn't we come out as a solo artist back then?
So I'm going to be very, very transparent right now. I didn't come out as a solo artist back then because I was broken. Because I had put so much into Kofi Brown that I was, you ever have something happen to you and it almost paralyzes you? So that whole breakup, it paralyzed me, right? And then you be in your own head. And it's so me, I could go on and on and on, but that's why I didn't at that time because I was paralyzed. I had lost my mom and I was never really able to grieve over that because that's at the same time that I lost my mother, I had to immediately go on tour. So I had to stuff all of that down to do my job. Then, everything else happened and we decided that wasn't going to be done anymore. So I was paralyzed, I was depressed, I was all of that. So I couldn't, I had nothing to give anyone because I had to heal me. But I'm back now.
So I'm a therapist and
Are you?
yes, I'm a full-time therapist.
So then you know what I'm talking about.
A big part of why I started this was to try and get people who are artists to talk about whether it's anxiety or depression, and to make the us all to realize actually if it could happen to you guys, it can happen to us, because as Black people, there are very few of us who seek professional help, and
Right.
so that's been my biggest drive of doing this, not just to tell the stories, but to really get real about the heartbreak and what you do to recover. So in the midst of what you
Yeah.
went through, how did you get help to come out of it?
Therapy, like you
Okay.
just said, therapy, 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 therapy. I guess I was in therapy for about at least 5 years, at least that. Because I was broken on. So you lose your mom, you can't really grieve your mom. You lose the thing that you were looking for all of your life.
Yeah.
You get it. You take off. Everything is going great, and then boom, it was like another death. It was like another death for me. So I had to really get myself together because, like I said, I was paralyzed. I was depressed. All of what you're saying, yeah.
So was your identity taken away from you?
You know what? It was not taken away from me. I hid from it because, people would say, "Why are you not singing?" It would be so much of, "Why are you not singing?" At when we first stopped, I wouldn't even go outside because when we went outside, because at that point we were really everybody knew Kofi Brown. And so I didn't even want to be seen. I just wanted to go somewhere and just hide. Yeah. That's how I felt.
I mean, one of the things that we hear in our community is that was taken to Jesus, and not that it's not a bad thing, but it's like, well,
Is not going to do it all for you. Because listen, that's how I was raised. Take it to Jesus. Pray about it. He's going to make it all right. But that's why Jesus, I put it to you this way, it was made where people can go to school to learn how to deal with people, to deal with their emotions, to deal with their heartache, to deal with their pain, to deal with their depression, all of that. It's hand in hand, right? So it's not a take it to Jesus, because you can take it to Jesus all day long. I mean, actions, what is the saying? Work without.
Yeah, I mean, I
Give it
think
to me.
faith without actions is
Basically,
worthless. So, yeah, so
you
you
have.
have faith, but
You
you need to
have
do
to
something
put some
about it.
action behind it. You might have the faith. You can pray and ask God to help you, right? But you still got to put some. You got to put some action in it. You got to go somewhere to let somebody help you. That's just like if you get sick. You get sick. You ask God to heal you, but you got to go to the doctor to get some medicine. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's good to hear that. I mean, Ryan, in your time as a oral recording artist, have you had moments where you thought actually things are challenging?
I did a few times actually. Still, people don't realize that this is this, as we mentioned before, is a lot of work. And we're also in a different time right now where like social media is in your face every day, right? With all of these things. And these days, everyone's talented. As V spoke about, I remember being in an R&B group as well. We had a deal on Capitol Records. We worked with Tank, Rodney Jerkins, all of my favorite people. And we got dropped. And it felt like, as V mentioned, like it was a death. You're doing all the things you love and you're meeting people and you're making money, but then like something goes wrong. And I was in that space as well where I didn't know what to do or what was next. But at that time, I just was like, yo, I've been in a group all this time. I have what it takes. I'm gonna just do it on my own. And that happened in maybe like what, 2011? And ever since then, I just been like, look, I'm gonna just keep on going on my own. So once again, I got this other great opportunity being in a group, and but just we are definitely, and we actually speak about this as well. We're definitely in a space because we've been in a group before. We know what it takes, and we know the responsibility between two people. So we're just definitely not trying to do what happened for the both of us 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So.
Absolutely.
I'm grateful. We both are grateful. You know what I'm saying? And this whole interview actually has been really dope. It's things we never even spoke about. So yeah, I am just prepared for the world to just really see what Coffee Brown has in store because we got some great ideas and some things in the works. So I'm excited. I'm definitely excited.
Well, you know that I'm just met you guys, but I'm really being able to know you guys, hear from you personally has really made me warm to you guys. I'm really going to be rooting for you guys,
Thank
and
you.
that's the biggest part of why I do this is, not to talk too much about the music, but to talk about the people behind it. And but here to hear there's the stories, and really trying to help the community realize that yeah, we all got to go through stuff. 95% of my patients shouldn't always be white, but that's what happens. So, the hope is that more and more of us will think, actually, let me give this a try. And it's,
Absolutely.
yeah. So, being able to
I would
hear
say
you guys.
go. Yeah, I would say go. I tell everybody go to therapy. Like you can't pray it away. That you can't wish it away, you can't pray it away, you can't talk to your friends because your friends don't know how to handle it, you
Yeah.
know? You have to go to a professional person that knows what they're doing to know how to pull all of that stuff up out of you. You can talk about it, you can release it
Yeah.
and begin to live free.
Yeah. Yeah. I
Absolutely.
mean, yeah. So I definitely appreciate you guys taking the time.
We appreciate you.
taking the time.
Absolutely.
And definitely would look forward to either the little Mars versus Venus sort of live album live project or whatever it is, whatever you guys do. And as I said, we'll try and see how to try and get you to the UK. The next year
Absolutely.
as well.
Absolutely. We're excited to come.
Yeah. Well, as I said,
During the blackout, of course.
yes. Don't forget
Got
those tracks, please. Yes, Blackout.
you.
Quickie. And we did say, yes, kick on the side and don't, didn't mean to turn you away. Amazing tracks. And then always,
Always.
Oh, dropping the always in there, it will go down as it'll just be an amazing remake. So, yes,
Love that.
you and it takes the pressure of just having to do after party and weekend thing. Yes, not to say Touch Me Tease isn't a great track, and not to say that Too Close isn't a great track, but I think we probably won't make the connection that easy. It's like okay, sing Case's song, singing next song. But this is, because you guys
Gotcha.
have amazing personality.
Yeah, that's just to put in there to say what I've done, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
That's yeah, it's
Yeah.
just a little snippet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we'll make sure people are going to hear that. But you guys, your personalities are what we see in video, and which is the fun part because people want to see genuine people who seems to be
Right.
happy and happy and really into the
Absolutely.
stuff and what we're seeing in your little snippets around has been great. being able to hear and speak to you guys today, it doesn't look like an act. So it looks really great. So that's why I'm going to be rooting for you guys and stuff like that.
Thank
So,
you.
yeah.
Thank
So
you.
I'll be doing my virtual A&R of the of your careers going
forward. Yeah, Fred, what you doing? Okay.
So, yeah. No, but yeah, as I said, I'm always in touch with KG. But yeah, I'll definitely look forward to. So if we do find stuff here in the UK, I'll definitely reach out to him to say, hey, see if you guys can come out here and stuff. But outside of that, I'll definitely be looking forward to seeing you guys. So this will probably go out first about the second week in January, but it will go out to little segments and stuff so that people can, you know, really digest and really get to know you guys. Yes. Well, I
Absolutely.
appreciate you guys.
Thank you. Really appreciate
and, yeah, and definitely
Absolutely.
I'll hopefully get you guys back, you know, just before you're about to do stuff so we can really promote that as well. The next time we go live so people can start asking questions as well.
Definitely. Yes,
appreciate
yes,
it.
Yes. Absolutely. We love that.
Yes. Well, hope you guys enjoyed it and I really appreciate the time.
We did. We did.
Yes,
and happy
did.
New Year to you. Have a great New Year.
I will. Thank you. Yeah, it's about 11:30 here in England. So, yeah, but it's yeah, everyone's gone to sleep. So it's the easiest time to do this. Yeah. Yes.
Definitely. Okay. Okay. We appreciate you having us, man, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, I'll see. I'll make sure I keep in touch because, as I said, I'm really excited about what you guys are doing, and definitely going to make sure people really celebrate you guys. And it's good to know, Ryan is going to take the group to another level with his, you know, your personality, your endurance and your excitement, because that's going to be key, is that that's that chemistry looks fine and looks amazing and looks like, you know, there's a friendship and there's a support of each other that is what's going to be needed and stuff. So yeah,
absolutely.
Definitely be rooting
absolutely.
For you guys.
Absolutely.
Okay, Mr. Therapy.
Okay. I'm getting off this interview like, oh, I feel so good.
So scared.
I appreciate you guys. And as I said, I'll be reaching, keeping in touch. Hey guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for being a part of Halftime Chat. Please remember to subscribe, share, and comment. But most importantly, why don't you become a member of Halftime Chat? We've got amazing videos, amazing perks, and being able to support the channel. But anyway, thanks for watching. Take care.
I never participated in that kind of
thing. Somewhere in between
us, you're either loving us
or wish I didn't.
I'm with you.
He doesn't
know
the
CF guy. I'm sure. But boys are like growing up.
She's still making an impact. Four houses down.
I have a
couple of pieces. Get this one and that one.
Well, that works for you, but just for me, I'm...
No,
okay, you're okay.
They don't understand what those boys and men are all spirits.
Yeah. Late.
There's no need for you to be running around.
I mean, I love all different jobs.
Looking for something new. If it's something new and exciting you're looking for.